Some people get excited about this, less now than in the past, but the Oscars are coming up on March 12th and the nominations came down. And it was like, it always happens this way where they, and now they have like a lot of nominations. It used to be, what, 4 or 5? And now they're up to 10. So in the categories. So you have to, half the movies you've never seen and they haven't arrived yet. But anyway, so just reviewing the best pictures, if you're so inclined to be watching on March 12th and you're cheering for a favorite, none of my favorite movies ever win. I will just say this right now. Maybe it's because I have very poor taste. I don't know, but it gets frustrating. So, okay, in no particular order, here's what's nominated for best picture. Women Talking. About a religious colony where sexual assaults happen. Wow. Triangle of Sadness. Super rich people on a cruise ship get stranded on an island. Gilligan, Ginger, Marianne. No, anyway. Tar, which is a symphony conductor. Kate Blanchett's in that one. The Fablemans. That's the Spielberg early years autobiography type thing. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Imagine this, a multiverse superhero. Okay. Elvis, the biopic there. That's kind of self-explanatory. Banshees of Inisherin. How about two friends who break up and hilarity ensues? Well, I don't know. Avatar, Way of the Water. Already over $2 billion box office worldwide, I'm just saying. Also, All Quiet on the Western Front, which is a remake of the movie. I've actually seen that. Not bad. Not bad at all. And amazingly enough, Top Gun Maverick is nominated. Now, you know which one I'm pulling for. Like, a Top Gun Maverick. Tom Cruise. I don't mind him. I think some things he does is a little weird. But the movie's awesome. So anyway, something to cheer for. Maybe Oscars get handed out March 12th. Jimmy Kimmel is going to be the host, and hopefully he doesn't get slapped by Will Smith. Just saying.